If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Russ Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Vegas, baby, Vegas, week 7 in the National Football League. And like the man said, if you like making your games a little bit more interesting, you've absolutely come to the right place. I feel like we're getting more and more emails to Ross at RossTucker.com, more and more tweets at RossTuckerNFL or at RTF Podcast with people that are really digging into this podcast, which is terrific. I'm Ross Tucker, the former NFL journeyman offensive lineman from 01 to 08, five different teams. He is Steve Fezzik, the only two-time winner of basically the Super Bowl of professional football betting. You can follow him on Twitter at Fezzik Sports and check out all of his wonderful stuff at pregame.com. Steve, minor setback for a major comeback. Last week was not great. You and I were 2-2 on our best bets. Cleveland and Miami came through for us. Arizona, Mike Vick cost us there because there's no way they were going to win that game if Mike Vick stayed in. And then the Seattle Carolina under bet lost us. You were 1-for-2 on your running back touchdown or touchdown prop bets. One of them panned out for less than a yard and a half. One of them did not. I was even for the week. Steve, back-to-back bad weeks, which means you are just about ready to rock and roll. You were down 7 units. Overall, I'm down 2 units. You're down 5 units, which means this is probably the only week ever where I will be ahead of you. So, but we're both in the red, so it's not exactly great. It's not much for me to brag about.
Oh, and it's professionally embarrassing for me to have back-to-back losing weeks. And, you know, I told all my guys, all I can do is work harder and let's have a huge bounce-back week.
Hey, it happened, man. You don't appreciate the wins unless you have some losses. Plus, I mean, that's why this is hard. I mean, I could go through every game and be like, oh, but what about this? What about that? But that's how it is. Let's roll, Brian.
All right, tonight, let's start off Thursday night football. We've got Seattle minus 6.5 at San Francisco. Ross, the total is 42 points.
Right, and, you know, this is interesting because Seattle's really not playing well, but I feel like, you know, with their backs against the wall in a must-win situation, I feel like they will rise to the occasion tonight. You know, call it a hunch, a gut feeling, whatever. Maybe we've just seen them play so well so many times over the last couple of years. But 6.5 points is a lot. Kaepernick's playing better. The Niners defense is playing pretty well at home. I don't like this game because I think the Seahawks are going to win it. If I were going to lean one way, in fact, you know what? I'm going to put one unit on the Niners getting the 6.5 points. Plus, I can't remember the last time these two teams played and it went over 40. I think Evan Silva mentioned that on the Fantasy Feast podcast. So I'm going to put two units on the under. I know 42 is low, but I'm putting two units on the under and one unit on San Francisco getting the 6.5.
Yeah, we're on the same page. I'm going to get at it a little bit differently. These two teams, I've got splits by quarters on all these teams, and they're remarkably low scoring in the first quarter. And historically, like you said, they always play low scoring games and they always start slow. I'm going to play no score first 6 minutes, 30 seconds, and I'm going to play first quarter under 7.5. That's a huge hook. Lay minus 130, one unit each. San Francisco's only averaging 1.9 points in their first quarters. They simply don't score to start games.
Steve, I feel like when you are struggling, you get fancier. Do you feel like the more involved, the more sophisticated, or just more prop betty? Do you feel like those are easier bets?
Yes, and the clients don't like them as much because they're more complicated, they're harder to find. So I basically dig in. When I'm struggling a little bit, I stop trying to play chess and I start playing checkers, and I go to the prop menus, which I know have smaller limits, but they are much more beatable.
All right, Steve, Buffalo versus Jacksonville. They're in London. Buffalo, -4.5 points. The total there, 41.5.
Yeah, and I really wish I knew for sure that Taylor was going to play, because I don't
He's
want
not
Buffalo.
Playing. It came out about an hour ago, Steve. He's definitely not playing.
Very good. And that explains the line move, because the screen is dropping down to 4, and I would have certainly played Buffalo if I would have had him, but I made my mistake. I played Manuel against the Bengals, and I absolutely refuse to do that. Again, it seems like these games in Miami, the better team does find a way to go ahead and get the win and the cover, but I just can't play Manuel. I'll lean to Buffalo, but I'm going to pass.
And you know what? I badly want to take the Jags here, but I think I've lost every time I've ever taken the Jags. You know, with EJ Manuel playing, Sammy Watkins is not playing. Percy Harvin might retire. No Tyrod Taylor. A bunch of infighting. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills win the game. But if you're going to give me 4.5 points, which is what my screen says right now, I'm going to put one unit on Jacksonville. Although I don't think in 2 years, I don't think they've ever once come through for me. But I'll give them one more shot. One unit, Jags. Let's make Jags stand for something other than just another good showing.
All right, Ross, the St. Louis Rams at home, -6 to Cleveland, 42 points there.
That sounds like a lot to me. I'm not exactly sure why the line is there. I think it's a product of Rams coming off of a bye, as well as having Todd Gurley going against that Cleveland run defense, but Cleveland loses by a field goal every game. So if you're going to give me 6 points, I'm going to take them. I'll put two units on my Brownies, and that over-under number seems a little low for me too, but I'm going to pass on that one. But two units on the Brownies.
Yeah, and I'm going the other way here. I've got two units on St. Louis. It's going to be hard to make money on this game. The Rams have had to play Seattle, Pittsburgh, Arizona, and Green Bay, and they're a much better team with Gurley back. So I have them as a product of their schedule, the reason that they're not valued higher. I have them having played the hardest schedule in the NFL year to date. Off the bye, I think they take Cleveland out to the woodshed. We're on opposite sides, Ross.
All right, Steve, the Miami Dolphins at home, -4.5 against the Texans, 44.5.
I think you skipped one, Brian. I think you skipped one. Pittsburgh, KC.
I did. My apologies. All right, Steve, let's do Pittsburgh, -2 at Kansas City.
Don't have a line anywhere, so I didn't even look at the game. I don't know if Roethlisberger, I don't think he's going to be back, but I guess there's a possibility, and that's why it's off the board. And given that, I didn't devote any time to it yet.
You know, it's interesting. I'm seeing it one place for the Steelers giving the Chiefs 2, but the total is off. Isn't that weird, Steve, that they'd have a line but not a total?
Yeah, and that's at Bet Online, which is not as reputable as Bet DSI, and I'm sure it's very low limits, yes.
Well, I'm going to go with this number. This is, of course, assuming Roethlisberger does not play. I'm putting two units on the Chiefs. I think they're playing better defensively. I think Landry Jones was kind of a one-hit, one-half wonder. So give me two units on the Chiefs getting 2 points. I think they're going to win that game outright.
All right, Ross, now let's talk about the Miami Dolphins. -4.5 at home against the Texans, 44.5 the total.
The question here becomes, do the Dolphins, you know, pick up where they left off last week, and does that momentum propel them moving forward, or was that really a one-time shot in the arm? I think that it's going to propel them. I think they're going to continue it, but the Texans also looked much, much better now that they've committed to Brian Hoyer for the rest of the year, at least for a while. This game, I'm going to pass this game. I think the Dolphins probably win it by about a field goal. I think it's a close game. I guess if I was leaning one way or the other, I'd probably lean Dolphins, even though they're given 4.5.
I've got two units on the over. Hoyer's actually got a quarterback rating that's north of 100. I can't believe that. Mallett was 64. Houston's playing very fast, and I love the fact Miami's schedule, Washington, Jacksonville, Buffalo, Jets. What do all these teams have in common? They're under teams. So Miami's stats are depressed. Because of that, their scoring is depressed. I see a shootout over 44.5, two stars.
Steve, Jets at Patriots, New England minus 9, the total there 48.5.
And the Jets always play the Pats close. I really wanted 10. My power ratings say I need 10. I'm going to lean Jets, but I actually think New England's going to find a way to win. I'm going to play an exotic here. I'm going to tease New England down to minus 2.5, so get an extra 6.5 points on New England. I'm going to tease them to the Monday night game, Arizona, who's going to crush Baltimore, and I'll play Arizona down to minus 2 in a two-team teaser. Get 6 extra points, got to win both games to win. Lay $1.20 for 2 units.
So say that one more time, Steve.
Okay, a teaser bet. We get either an extra 6 or an extra 6.5 points. We have to get 2 games right instead of 1. We're laying $1.20, and usually when I tease, I like to tease through the 3 and the 7. Those are the most important numbers in the NFL. So New England, we're going to tease them from minus 9 down to minus 2.5. We're going to couple them up with Arizona, the Monday night game. We'll tease Arizona with them down to minus 2. Got to get both games to win, and I fully expect both those teams will win the game.
I'm going to go with the Jets. I'm going to put a unit on the Jets. They're playing very good football right now, both sides of the ball. Maybe not as well defensively as I thought they would, but they're playing 9 points in the NFL is a lot. I wouldn't be shocked if the Jets won this game. I think the Patriots probably win it, but I'll put a unit on the Jets and a unit on the under. I know the Patriots offense is prolific, but 48.5 seems awfully high for this one. So give me a unit on the under as well. Speaking of a unit, what if I told you I could give you some free units, as in a free $10 at betdsi.com? This is not some fly-by-night operation. They've been around for over 16 years. They actually set a lot of these lines. They get an A-plus on most of the sportsbook review sites if you check them out. I signed up there basically because I wanted to take advantage of the free $10. Just use our code Tucker10 and you can get a $10 free. It doesn't get credited right away. It takes, you know, an hour or two, but you'll get the credited for the Tucker10 and be able to bet $10 on whatever you want to bet it on and enjoy it. Good luck, everybody. Again, Tucker10, why would you not take advantage of that? Good luck. I hope you guys enjoy it. Again, it's betdsi.com, Tucker10.
Ross, the Minnesota Vikings, minus 2.5 at the Lions, 44.5 points the total.
Yeah, and this is right about where I have it. I mean, I think that the Vikings probably squeak out a win by a field goal. I guess if I had to lean one direction here, I'd probably lean Detroit. You know, playing at home, they got a win, they're getting points, but I still think the Vikings, especially that defense, has been really pretty stellar. I think the Vikings pull out a win by a field goal, so I'm passing, but if I were to lean, I'm leaning towards Detroit.
I'm with you, Ross. I am combing the screen for a 3 because that's my buy price on Detroit. It's just a lean because I can't get the 3 yet. The Vikings stats are kind of lousy. They get out game per play, and their schedule's been easy. Cupcake City, San Fran, Detroit, San Diego, Kansas City. So they really haven't played anyone. At Denver was their only above-average team. Either team's going to win by a field goal, so we'll lean to Detroit.
Steve, how are you leaning on this one? Atlanta minus 4.5 at Tennessee, 47.5 points the total.
My goodness, that optimism in Tennessee has flown out the window. They've been home all October, and they don't have any wins to show for it here. And this is their last home game, 4 straight home games. Never see that. The Falcons are on a mini bye because they played Thursday, so they've had 10 days without any real disruptions to their schedule. Good spot for them. Mariota's banged up. So I don't know if he's going to play or whether they're going to go with Mettlenberger, but I would think they're going to try to protect him. I hate laying points on the road, but I could only lean towards Atlanta in this game. where I expect Atlanta to bounce back.
Yeah, I'm going to be at this game calling it for Westwood One. I do not expect Mariota to play. There was a report out that he might be out for a couple weeks. If you see that, then the guys, you know, even if the report's inaccurate, it's unlikely he plays that Sunday. I know Mariota's talking like he might, but I think that the Titans want to err on the side of caution in that regard. Atlanta, if you look at that New Orleans game, they were on the road. You know, the fullback runs into Matt Ryan, and that's how they fumble. Tevin Coleman fumbles inside the 10-yard line. The center snaps the ball into his butt when Ryan's in shotgun inside the 20-yard line. They get a punt block for a touchdown. I mean, everything that could go wrong did go wrong, and the Falcons were still in that game. They are a very good team. I think they'll win this game by more than four and a half points. I'll put a unit on the Falcons in this one.
Ross, the Washington Redskins at home, minus 3.5 points to the Tampa Bay Bucks, 43 points there, the total.
Yeah, and I think the Redskins probably win the game by about a field goal. I mean, that sounds and feels about right to me. I guess if I was leaning one way or the other, I would lean towards Tampa Bay getting the 3.5, as Steve always talks about the magic numbers. Wouldn't shock me if the Bucks won the game. I think the Redskins win by a field goal. In either of those scenarios, the Bucks would win here. So you know what? I just talked myself into it. I'll put one unit on the Bucks in this one.
Yeah, I'm with you. We're going to go two units on the Bucks. I'm going to get a little cute here. Winless teams off buys are great bets. Makes a lot of sense. The media trashes you, and you bring your very best effort, and you don't really take a vacation. Now, I know Tampa isn't winless, but they're pretty darn close to it. They've completely underperformed. And what was that? Washington, a double-double. The Jets, twice as many passing yards, twice as many rushing yards. Early optimism gone for the Redskins. Cousins is a turnover machine, which, of course, is probably true of Winston also. But give me 3.5. And if we can just hang in there on the turnover battle, we'll cover, if not win.
The best bet.
All right, Steve, the Indianapolis Colts at home, minus 4.5 points to the New Orleans Saints, 52 the total there, and I think that's the high of the week, isn't it?
Yes, and we've got a little bit of a mini buy situation for New Orleans, but it's not as good as Atlanta's mini buy because New Orleans is off the win. So I wanted to ask you about this, Ross, as far as I don't even know with the collective bargaining agreement what happens when you play on Thursday, but I imagine you have a great performance and the head coaches say, hey, we'll see everybody on Monday, and they give everyone a couple days off. But I do know my power ratings have this game rated a lot higher towards Indianapolis, and sometimes you second-guess yourself and say, well, Vegas must know something because the line's dropping. I'm still going to go ahead and bet Indy. They need the game. Luck is great off of a loss. I know it's a short week for them and a long week for New Orleans, but I'm going to lay the 4.5 one unit.
Yeah, I'm just not feeling good enough about the Colts to do that. I'm just not. And I think you're right. The Saints got some momentum with the win. Typically, if you play on a Thursday night, you do get the weekend off, but you're back on Monday. You actually are still putting in more time on the next opponent than the other opponent is, because they played Sunday night, and Monday morning they're looking at the game from the night before, whereas New Orleans is already starting on the Colts. I think I would actually lean New Orleans in this one, but I don't have enough faith in them, so I'm going to pass this game.
Ross, the Oakland Raiders at the San Diego Chargers. Chargers minus 4 points there, and the total 47.
Right, and, you know, the Raiders coming off of a bye. The Raiders have played well this year, but they're on the road. I know they won in Cleveland, almost won in Chicago. It's just tough with San Diego and Phillip Rivers, the way he's playing. I'm gonna pass this game. I would lean San Diego, though, because the Chargers are at home and the way Phillip Rivers is playing.
Yeah, you got the both teams looking to go to Los Angeles might be the theme here. I don't know. Maybe the loser will get the move. I think I'm going to lean over. That was a miracle that San Diego, Green Bay stayed under with Rivers and all those passing yards. But Oakland will have some wrinkles off the bye. I would look towards the over, but it's a high number at 47. So just a lean.
All right, Steve, the Dallas Cowboys at the New York Giants, New York -3.5, and the total 45.5.
So I'm ready to fire on the Giants, and then the eye test after Eli, who's kept the ball clean all year long, just keeps turning it over, and then Dallas getting a lot of defensive guys back, and they bring in Castle, and I think you fire a head coach, you play better. We saw that with Miami. Well, they fired their head quarterback or their backup quarterback. That's got to be good news for Dallas. I think it'll give the entire team a bump. I'm actually going to look at the under. I think the Giants are going to try to take care of the ball more, and Dallas is completely going to be stepping it up more on defense, under 45.5, two units.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. You know, I'm not going to take the under, but I am going to take the Dallas Cowboys. I think that they're going to get this young running back, Christian Michael, going. I think that they get a boost coming off of a bye, new quarterback. Maybe it's psychological, maybe it's not. Giants played Monday night. Giants looked horrendous, and they're still pretty beat up. So I'm putting two units on the Cowboys as well.
The best bet.
All right, Ross, Sunday night football, the Carolina Panthers hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. Carolina -3, and the total 46.
Yeah, and this line feels about right to me. You know, I look at it, Carolina, emotional win at Seattle, first time they beat them, but they're playing at home in a primetime game. Carolina does not get that many home primetime games. So I can't imagine them coming out and laying an egg. And the Eagles, I guess, Steve, it depends on how you look at it. I mean, they didn't really play that great, and they still won by 20. So that's the good news. The bad news is they didn't really play that great. It still doesn't look like Bradford's totally into what they're doing. And so now you're going to play a much better defense in the Carolina Panthers. So I guess I would lean Carolina. I'm going to pass this game, but I would lean Carolina if I had to.
I'm leaning Carolina as well because they are the better team, and the play three is a little bit cheap, but I actually have a prop bet that I love on this game. Bradford looked terrible, I thought, turning the ball over, and the Eagles are a three-and-out machine in the first quarter. I'm going to play a prop on punts in this game. I'm going to go over 9 punts. Philly plays very fast, gets lots of possessions, and if you look at these teams, how often they punt versus how often they actually score, and their opponents, it's off the charts that they punt more than they score. The total is 46.5. Over 9 is a really, really good wager. I'm going to make that a three-unit prop bet. Fine to play over 9.5 if you can't find 9. But the odds makers always put punts at 9 on games total like this, and it'll be a mistake.
Wow.
All right, and finally, Monday night, the Arizona Cardinals -8.5 against the Baltimore Ravens. The total there, 48.5. And, Steve, you already said it earlier in your teaser that you think Arizona is going to roll.
Absolutely, and I think I'm going to give Arizona a pass. I think they shouldn't have knocked Michael Vick out of the game, and they certainly, you know, statistically played fine. Sometimes you just have – I wanted to ask you about this, Ross. Sometimes a team plays well, but it's just not their day, and they wind up losing and sometimes lose by double digits like Arizona does. I would think that that would be a very intense work week where you're just going to clean up the mistakes and kick butt. Am I right?
Well, that's the idea. I think the bigger thing for the Cardinals, frankly, is playing a home Monday night game. You know, they have not gotten a lot of them. That's a big deal. And I think that those guys would treat it as such. So I think Arizona wins the game as well. That's a lot of points, though. Man, I mean, it's just amazing to me that this is where we are now in week 7 of this season already, that the Ravens, the Baltimore Ravens, who could have won the Super Bowl last year, are at this point, I guess if I had to lean one way, I'd probably lean Baltimore getting that many points, but I think the Cardinals probably end up winning by 10. I think it's right about there, just given the way the Ravens have played. Carson Palmer, my guess is he will torch that Ravens defense. I don't think Joe Flacco and Steve Smith alone will be able to hold up, so I got to pass this one, unfortunately, as well. I would lean Baltimore, though, just because of the sheer points. Steve, what do you got on pregame.com this week?
We got videos going on. We'll have some free plays coming up, and I have my power ratings. Tomorrow, Ross, I project where the lines are going to be moving, and I'm going to tell you on this Monday night game, there's a 47.5 on that screen and 48. If you like the over, I say you fire now. That total is going to go up, 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 in my opinion. So I do a forecast on the line moves.
Well, that'll do it. There you go. Check out Steve's stuff for the forecast on the line moves. That's nice to know. Get the answers to the test ahead of time. That's always nice. Remember, if you ever have a specific betting question, you can just send an email to me, ross@rostucker.com, with one of our sponsor confirmations, like the free $10 from betdsi.com if you use the code Tucker10. And, of course, we'll get to that email right away. Steve, I'm sure we'll have the answers because I'll probably be as curious as you are about whatever question you guys ask. Other than that, we will be back next week. Appreciate anything you guys can do to spread the word about this. It seems like the word is spreading, whether it's social media, giving us a retweet or a like, facebook.com/RossTuckerNFL, or even just downloading on multiple devices. iTunes rankings, comments help as well. Thanks for everything you guys do. Most importantly, thanks for listening. Good luck, everybody. Hope you win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the Fantasy Feast Podcast, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.